Welcome to episode 314 of the 8-Bit Geek. It's Pi Day. It's Pi, or wait, it's not. You're a Pi. Kevin said something about us being episode Pi.
Yeah.
So I just.
No, I wanted just to order some pies for this episode.
That's Pi Day, Pi Day.
Gonna eat your pie.
Pi Day. Wait, what?
Eat your pie in my way.
What's your way? What is your preferred method of eating pie there, Jared?
Oh, that's a good question, Kev. you make a pie and you put it in, and you make it in those little tin pie molds, right?
Okay.
You fold said pie mold and the tin in half, and almost into a half, right? So it's like, and then it serves itself as it, you just use it and you let it slide off the pie tray into your mouth.
Just like slurp it down.
What do you? How do you extend your jaw? Like you drop, like crack your jaw like a snake, or how do you open?
No,
your
you just put as much pie in there as possible, and then you chew, and then you continuously chew until it's gone, and then all you're left with is this, just this freaking pie plate.
Oh, and then I thought you were gonna say guilt.
And then you lick said pie plate, and then you down a whole bunch of milk. And you're good.
All right.
You do it. You do it now.
I don't have pie or milk in the house.
And but this.
Then why are we doing this, Kev? Yeah. This is all for you.
I asked to order them.
Well, if you're new to the show, let me explain what it's like. It's a lot like trying to do a show that you're already late to, but your friend keeps playing a game that he's addicted to. Jeremy, and with me today is a man who put said game above his family and friends tonight. Doug.
Doug?
Sorry, I'm playing Battlefront 2. <please hold me.
laughs> I'm Kevin.
Oh, man. Lots of Star Wars going on this week. I can't wait to get to the news because it's all pretty much Star Wars. In fact, I'm pretty sure that today's episode is just going to be called The 8-Bit Geek Strikes Back. Why not? Or The Geek Strikes Back.
Rise of the 8-Bit Walkers. Rise of the Sky Geeks. Rise
Ooh.
of...
Ooh, if you're in the chat, think of names with that. With Rise of the Geekers.
While you guys are doing that is a classic. It's resubscribed for 16 months last week. But no, Tuan has resubscribed for 12 months, and then Random Hero just resubscribed for 22 months.
Tuan sent us something. It's in the P.O. box. I haven't gone to check it because I didn't have my key on me today on the way home from work. So I'm going to go in the morning before I go to work. I'm going to check out and see what it is.
Nice.
Hope it's not a weapon.
Yeah, he made it seem like it was a weapon.
Hope it's not a weapon. Is it a weapon?
Is it a weapon?
If you like what you hear so far, you may want to say to yourself, geez, how do I get these guys every week? Well, that's easy. You can subscribe to us right over on Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a fantastic company. And they provide the bandwidth for our show, so you should check them out there. And if you're like, who's the audio, who, boom, boom, and you don't want to listen to it there, you don't have to. You go to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, or anywhere else that you find a podcast, you can listen to us there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Of course, every Monday night we record live right here on Twitch. Come join the chat. Say hello to everybody. And, you know, be involved. All that shit. If you cannot, say you're like working, or if you're across, you know, the world and you're like, oh shit, I can't make it to a live show. Well, you can hop your butt right on over to Discord. You can still hang out with us and be friendly and meet some new people. Find some love. get dirty with it. Can we open a dirty room?
No.
No.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
Because.
No, we just open it up. Can we vote on it?
No.
No, we just open it up. It's called The Dirt, and that's where everyone just gets dirty.
Everyone goes in and talks like about the Motley Crue movie.
It's almost it's almost like a sex room that you would call into, but it's not. It's a text room.
Oh God.
Say like a sex text room. Should I move on?
What were those like, wasn't there like private rooms like that in AOL?
Probably.
Like,
yes, there were.
I forget what they call them, like cyber rooms, right? Or just they were, I forget.
I'm so old that I used to do the phone call rooms. You know, you'd be phone a teenager.
Party line?
Yeah, party line.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
And then you could take it private.
If for how
if
many?
You wanted to.
How much was it to take it private?
For a fee.
Okay. Oh boy.
Let's see. We have some other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga. They get dirty. They call them the dirty boys of the podcast.
Well, call them the space boys.
The space dirty boys. They ain't got a boys shower on their ship.
They do have a shower. They have two showers on
it's
their ship.
It's been shat in.
Chubrup just chooses not to shower.
Chubrup showers probably the most out of everybody.
That's true. There's Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives, where you get a sweaty mass of men rubbing up against each other with oily skin.
That's true. That actually is, that yeah.
That's great. Actually pretty accurate. I can't defend that.
And then you have Brainberry Tarts. Not going to go there. Not going to make anything sexual about that. Put your berries on the table.
God damn it. God damn it.
Gross.
If you want to, you can get some extra content. Well, how do you get extra content? Well, that's funny that I should ask. You can head over to Patreon. We have a page over there, just like everyone else who's a creative artist in the world. And if you decide to spend your hard-earned money on us, we're going to give you a ton of stuff, more than those other jerks on other shows. We're going to give you a daily show called The Diner. For an audio format, I'm sure nobody saw me doing a little dance before I said it. You have The Diner, which is a daily show. It's fantastic. You get episodes of our wonderful voices every day talking about real topics. You get to know us more because we get real personal on that show. We also have a pre-show, a post-show of both 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Saga. We've got a comic book series for 8-Bit Saga up there. There's a ton of stuff. There's a ton. And for as little as $5 a month, you can have all that stuff. And then that's it. That's the show, everybody.
See you next week.
Let's get into some misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
How's it going?
You know, it's all right. You know, just...
Yeah, you guys didn't make it to Star Wars Celebration this year?
We saw that you did.
Yeah, I just flew back from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Cold.
Yeah.
Very cold.
Is that why they're having it in Anaheim next year again?
That and because of the theme park will be open. So they're gonna, you can walk across the street to Disneyland.
Oh.
Are you going to try to get a job there?
At Disneyland?
No, well, yeah, at the park.
Yeah, no, I auditioned to be one of the cast members in the Star Wars land as a robot, but apparently it's all animatronics now.
Dude, I saw those animatronics.
Yeah, they're pretty
Holy
sick.
Shit.
And so it didn't go well. And I was like, no, but you don't have a droid like me. And they're like, but you're not a droid. And I was like, no, I know, but in my show that I'm in, that I'm the star of, is you'd have to listen to it. And they're like, is this licensed? And I was like, I got to go. So, any hoozles.
What do you got this week?
This week goes out to my girl, Sharon.
What's up, Sharon?
Sharon, please come back. And then in parentheses, the goddamn house. So I wonder if it's supposed to be, please come back to the goddamn. Anyways, Sharon, I know you're addicted to Craigslist. That's why you left with Osiris. Please, I just want to see Harold Jr. and try to fix what we, in parentheses, you, destroyed. You know my number. You know where I fucking live. Sharon, I miss you and the kids. Please come back. I forgive you. P.S. If you're not Sharon and trying to fuck, I don't think she'll mind.
You trying to fuck, though?
Oh, that's so good.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Ryan. Oh. Hello? Ryan?
Hi, Mrs. K.
Hello? Who's this?
It's Kevin.
I just tried to call my sweet baby boy on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you taking your vitamins?
Yeah, always. Always.
Okay. Okay. If you're here, does that mean Doug's here too?
Yeah.
Oh, Doug. I'm here. Have you used the contraceptive I sent you?
No, because lambskin condoms are not my jam.
Oh, but they're so comfortable. You put them on. I use them for gloves in the wintertime. So warm. You double them up. Oh, you can use them for Ryan. Baking. You pull your cookies right out of the oven. Anyway.
Noted.
Where's my biker? I would like to find a friend to be able to take me on motorcycle rides. No, I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I've already got a husband, Ryan's father. He's wonderful. That ultimately will not take me or my kids seriously. I'm lucky to walk in people's life after a bad breakup. No thanks. I'd rather be single. That you know of. It's easier that way. I'm available, usually, after 6:30. That's after Ryan comes home. And I cook him a fresh supper and I put him to beddy bye. That's on weekdays. 2 weekends per month. It's nice. It's warmer. I'm 42. I'm a female. I take care of myself and I don't need... Ooh. No, I don't need dick pics. I might not look like a badass biker chick or a bartender who owns her own motorcycle. But I am a simple woman who needs to meet friends and have some decent fun. I drink occasionally. Twice a night, and I don't do drugs. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Kevin.
Hi, Mrs. K.
Have you been putting the cream all over your head? The ones that I sent with Ryan the last time that he saw you.
Oh, he forgot the cream, so...
I'm going to send you... I bought a gallon off of the Amazon website. I finally figured out how to use it.
Oh, no.
So I sent you a gallon of it.
How'd you get my address?
Every night, you put it right on. You slosh it around. You put your cap on before bed.
What cap?
It comes with a cap, Kevin.
The whole gallon?
No. Your sweet tush of a head. You just rub it. You put the cap on. And then you go to night-night. When you wake up, you have to wash the cap. I don't want to see it get infected, okay?
The cap can get infected?
Oh, Germs are everywhere. Just be careful what you eat, sweetie, okay? Doug, I'll see you on text message. I love you, boys.
Right. Me too.
Tell Ryan I said goodbye. I love him.
We'll let him know.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Mrs. Gay.
Oh.
Winky face. What's going on, fellas?
Doug seems to be back on Battlefront.
Yeah, what level is your character there, Doug?
He's got the companion app now, so he's just like rotating his character on the mobile phone.
Depends on which character you're talking about, like what class. They're all in the 40s now.
Oh yeah. Oh, go on with your bad self, I guess.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Mo just subscribed for 15 months. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Now let me. I had an interesting experience that I would like to talk about. This one goes out to Home Depot on Bannister.
All right.
Now I'm just looking for the handsome guy that I met in Home Depot. Usually I'm the only one. On Bannister Road to talk me into going out to your truck.
Oh.
I didn't know what to expect, but I was curious. It's been lonely lately. Mm-hmm. So I followed you. You had your sleeper cab semi-parked on the outer edge of the parking lot. God damn it. I got in and got in the back bunk sleeper cab. You told me to just sit back and relax. God damn it. So I did. I'll tell you what, though. Never had another man do that to me, but was more intense than I have ever experienced from a female. And you were very good at what you did. Feel me, Doug? You give me that weird look. It's cool.
Because it's not what I was expecting.
Don't be so suburban, Doug.
Don't be so suburban. I'm going
to
put that
now
on
I would
my
like to connect.
I'm going to put that on my bumper.
I would like to connect again and maybe try it myself. I want to see, you know, how I roll. Now, you said your name was Roger. If you see this, drop me a message. Would enjoy a redo.
Damn.
Yours curiously, Velvet Jones.
Well, all right.
Conversation. Sorry, something happened with the cue card. Ratty Blue Wizard coming in to Twitch Prime for 8 months.
Cha-ching.
Thank you, Ratty Blue Wizard.
Thank you. Shout out. And let's talk some box office where the Shazam, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, can't say that, though.
Nope.
Made $25 million, bringing it up to $94 million in its second week. I was hoping for a little bit of a stronger showing.
Yeah, because they haven't made over $100 million yet, which is a little concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember when $100 million used to mean that you were super successful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now it just means that you are getting a sequel.
Mm-hmm. It just means you're greenlit for a sequel. Ultimately, like $500 million is the, or well, I'd say about $300 million is like the goal now, mm-hmm. in domestic. $1 billion means that you're getting a franchise.
Yeah,
that will last forever. Coming in at number two was Little, making a little bit of money at $15 million.
I've never heard of it. I'm looking it up right now because I'm like, what is...
Oh, this is the one where the girl gets... she goes back and a woman is transforming her younger self at a point in her life where the pressures of adulthood became too much to bear. So it's big.
Reverse big.
Mm-hmm. Reverse big.
Well, that's why it's called Little.
Little.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Coming at number three is a huge disappointment. Oof. Hellboy making $12 million. Wow.
Yeah, those reviews hit that nerve and nobody went to see it.
Yeah. It's sitting at a 10 Rotten Tomato, and I guess there's a lot of production issues as well. It's so sad too, because when we first saw the trailer, all of us were like, holy shit, yes!
Yeah, we were excited. So it's a bummer that it ended up this way.
Surprisingly small budget. Only $50 million in the budget for this.
Well, they might not even make that.
I know. Which I was curious. I was like, man, how much do they lose on this?
Yeah, I would have thought at least $100 million. But yeah, good call.
Yeah. Well, look at that picture that's on there. Look at its tummy. Like, you could see the latex coming up over it. It's like tucking in.
No.
You see it? See where his belly button would be? It's like folded over. It just looks kind of, you know, fake.
What? That's crazy.
What photo are you looking at?
Well, look at the one in the story. Wonder where he's sitting on the chair with his legs up.
Sitting on a chair.
You don't see it? Scroll down a little bit.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See it?
No, I literally had to scroll down.
Oh. Kev has to keep scrolling. 1080p. Oh,
yeah, I can see that. That's such a poor, bad movie.
Yeah, I was hoping for better. I was hoping for something good because, you know, Hellboy never got its third, never got its trilogy, and it really sucks that they didn't bring back Ron Perlman. He voiced it to you. He's like, I don't know why I'm not coming back. I don't get it. We're supposed to finish this thing off. He was very vocal about it, and just kind of stinks. And let's see the other. Top movie is this week was Game of Thrones. Oh, that's a TV show. Never mind. That made a lot of money this week.
Pet Sematary. Yeah. Well, I was talking about that. That movie was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Quick review. I would recommend going to see Pet Sematary if you like horror movies. They took a nice twist with it over the 1989 version or whatever the early version was. But yeah, it was awesome. Go see Pet Sematary.
All right, so this is, I have to put a disclaimer. The rest of this, the rest of the movie news that we're going to be talking about has a lot to do with Disney. So if you don't care or you don't want to hear our opinions, keep listening. Don't stop.
Believing. Yep.
Hold on to that feeling.
I'm not going to tell people to leave. Are you crazy?
No, I said don't stop believing. I got you.
Don't stop. We leaving.
God damn it. That's the duck version.
let's see. Disney Plus has been announced. Well, all the features have been announced. It's going to be coming out in November. November 12th is the launch date at $6.99 a month, which is a crazy good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that equals out. You can get it for a yearly rate of $69.99, which I'll be doing. I'm just going to pay that right out. Just be like, thanks. See ya. And they are launching with so many fucking shows and services. So in the first year alone, they're going to have their back catalog of 7,500 TV episodes on there. And that's, you know, they have a library of 400 titles of movies. That's with 100 of them being recent. They will have 25 new shows at launch, and that ranges from everything from Star Wars, Marvel, to documentaries and nature, whatever. I mean, there's a ton. And they're promising 10 original movies and specials per year for the first year. And for the second year, that jumps up even higher. So they've got everything. They got WandaVision from Marvel. They've got a Phineas and Ferb movie. They've got behind the scenes stuff where you get to go to, you know, look at what the Imagineers do, animation. They've got a show called The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Where you get to go and pull the curtain, pull back the curtain on familiar objects like ice cream. I'm in. I'm so in.
Yeah, you had me at Jeff Goldblum.
There's a ton of stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I think this rivals Netflix in a big way. I don't know if people keep saying like, ooh, the Netflix killer, but I don't think so. I think that these two complement each other really well. You have Netflix for the adult content that you want to watch and like all their original shows, and you know they have a great lineup over there. And then you have this Disney service, and I think that, you know, with that pricing, you're still under $20 a month.
Yep. And if anyone's going to hurt, it's going to be Hulu. because they're all the Fox content's going to get pulled from it.
Well, you're yeah,
that's big things. It's Simpsons is moving over to Disney Plus as well.
Mm-hmm. All 30 seasons. Yeah. But they also are going to bundle Hulu. You can get a bundle package deal with this service. So you can get Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for a package deal. They haven't released the pricing on that yet. But who needs it?
Yeah.
Who needs all that? I don't know.
Unless you want to watch like current TV shows on Hulu like the day after they air.
Yeah. But these, it's man, they showed off the interface. It looks great. It's going to be on everything. Apple TV, Roku, all your phones. You can do it on the web. And they've got some fairly decent TV shows coming. Like the we just watched the trailer to the, what is it called? The Mandalorian. Man, mm-hmm. that looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good. It looks like, here we go. I mean, it's because I watched it last night, but it has a very Game of Thrones kind of aesthetic to it. But it has like original, definitely. Has like the original trilogy also feel to it. It has a lot going for it. They used original models for the ships and stuff. They did miniatures, which is dope. Yeah.
Just like the originals did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it was really cool. You can watch the panel over on their YouTube page, the Star Wars YouTube page. They have all the panels from Celebration this last weekend. So you can go watch that, and you can see Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni talk about the series and the stuff that they did. Now, they showed a sizzle reel where they went into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And they showed a teaser trailer during the panel that the people watching at home didn't get to see.
Which doesn't make any sense.
After the first, when they showed the sizzle reel, afterwards, Jon Favreau goes, I was supposed to say this beforehand, and I was just reminded to say it. Please don't film that.
And everyone's like, please. Well.
Yeah, as everyone slowly puts their phones away. Which has kind of been Disney's thing. When we saw like Daredevil back in 2014 at New York City Comic Con, they were calling them S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, but they had people literally walking up and down the aisles, making sure people weren't filming because the stuff we were seeing hadn't been released yet and wouldn't be released for like until February. And it was like October at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were kicking people out, like for having their phones out, even if they weren't recording. It was just like, nope, nope, nope. We told you not to out. And so, they clearly did not do that with the Mandalorian, and you can find the sizzle reel and the teaser trailer online, and I highly recommend it, because fuck yes, this show looks awesome.
I don't know why, since it's already out there, they might as well release it.
I bet it's going to happen within the next few weeks. Because yeah, exactly, like, well, might as well just, they're going to watch it, may as well let them see the actual thing.
Well, and they got to save something for May the 4th.
Yeah.
They probably released the trailer on May 4th.
Yeah, so you're looking at like less than a month. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they also announce Celebration 2020 dates on May the 4th.
That'd be fun too. Yeah. Let's see. They said all the Star Wars movies will be coming to Disney Plus. Most of the Marvel films will be there at launch. Obviously, they're gonna kind of space it out, which I don't understand why they would do that. It's
maybe
not like
licensing.
Maybe licensing with release dates, I guess, and with digital, who knows. But there's also talks of, I had it here somewhere. Ah, yes, I'll get to this before we get to everything else. Star Wars 4K Blu-ray box set might be in the works at Disney. We talked about this rumor a long time ago when they first purchased the Star Wars brand. And it looks like there's people in the know that have some more knowledge about it, and they're actually using the original master negatives, whatever the fuck they are. Would it be negatives for the film? Yeah, sure. They're reels. They're using the original reels, yeah. And they're restoring everything to 4K with that. So it's the originals, not the extended editions. So I'll believe it, I guess, when I see it. So would you buy it? I'd buy it. Would you buy it? Would you buy it? I mean, it's going to be digital too, right? So we could just
I was gonna say I'd download it. I would, or I'd buy it digitally. I would not, but I'm kind of done with physical media.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Switch.
There's some things that if you go back and you look at the original movie, the 1977 release of Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
That have been cleaned up, even in just the normal Blu-ray versions of them and stuff, where they just went in and touched things up, not even including the 1997 like re-release, you know. But they did they touched up stuff there too. Where like, if you look at the original film, like there's a part where to see like the moon or something over Tatooine, and you can see the rotoscope of the sky around it.
Oh, really?
Very clearly. Yeah. And so that's why I'd be worried about. Like, that's the stuff that they went back and fixed and made things more like seamless, you know? And it's not in the original, so that's where I would like, you know, and also like the Emperor's first appearance and whichever movie that's in before it was Ian McDiarmid. He looked way different, right? And so, you know, I don't know. There's stuff like that, the continuity that you don't care too much for.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it looks like Disney is also going to take a hiatus with the Star Wars movies after Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah, it'll be like a year.
Yeah, I doubt it'll be very long.
Yeah, it's going to, like, there won't be a new movie in 2020, but there'll be a new one in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, because they already said that in the same interview that they're, movies are in production already, but they just haven't announced anything yet.
Yeah, they haven't announced anything, and nothing has started filming yet. And I was hoping that we would get an announcement at Celebration as to what the dudes from Game of Thrones were working on,
mm-hmm.
especially with all the recent leaks and stuff around it, and the fact that like one of the leaks says they're supposed to start filming in the fall, or maybe it was January, I don't remember, but soon, right, within the next less than a year,
mm-hmm.
and we have heard nothing on it. I was hoping we'd get an announcement, but we didn't get anything. And yeah, but so yeah, if they start filming later this year, there's no way. I guess a movie could be done by then. They did just finish filming episode 9 in January, and now we have a movie in December. But, you know, they may hold on to it for a little while. And who knows if that reporting was real or not, whether or not they're actually going to start filming soon.
So. Yeah. And if you didn't know, if you lived under a rock, there was the trailer for episode 9 that was released. What'd you think of that?
It was dope. I'm excited.
Me too. Me too. Oh, that was fantastic.
Kev? Sorry. What was
the
that?
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, somebody doing? Just messaged me on Discord and said, can you tell them I am waiting? I don't know who you are. What?
Well, they're waiting.
What was the screen name?
For this boring talk show. Yeah, I have no clue. Tony Lamont.
He's waiting for this boring talk show?
I'm a yeah, I have no clue who that is.
What did they say?
Tony Lamont, ready to talk. I have no fucking clue who this is.
All right. Cool.
Well, there you go.
What did you think of the trailer?
Oh, I thought it was great. I was really excited to see Lando back. Oh,
that was fun to hear his voice, hear his laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the I saw a meme that said, I'm going to have my ship back over my dead body. And then it just cuts to him laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that. And I went, too soon.
Yeah, for real.
Too soon. I'm not over it yet.
And you're right. I mean, even from the trailer, you can see they're righting the wrongs of Rian Johnson. Like, you see him, like, you see Kylo, like, reforging his mask. You see, like, all this stuff going down. It just seems like you're right. This is probably why they said the movie could be so long, because they're probably like, having to throw in so many different.
Yeah. During the panel, Kevin and I watched the panel. I know Kev had to split at one point. So Kev, I don't know if you heard this. I'm sure you did. JJ Abrams was like, you know, Rian Johnson, you know, he did a lot of great things with episode 8. But the best thing that he did was hire Kelly Marie Tran. Like, but you could hear him like, fuck, how do I say this? He did good. He did a lot of good things. But yeah, that was really fucking fun.
There's so many interviews going out now with JJ Abrams and how, you know, he talked about Rian Johnson. He was like, well, Rian Johnson had episode 8 written before we even were done shooting episode 7. I met with him. He didn't take any notes.
Oh no.
Because I'm sure JJ sat down with Kathleen Kennedy and was like, hey, this is how this should, you know, the kind of the flow of these three movies. And then Rian with creative freedom was just like, ah, fuck it.
Which is so surprising to me that like she wouldn't rein them in. Mm-hmm. She obviously had issues with the guys directing Solo, so she brought Ron Howard in instead. Like, so why didn't you rein in Rian Johnson? Like,
maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe the decisions were like, all right, well, this is still like the flow is still there and stuff. It may be not stuff that we would have done, but I think it's entertaining and it's still going to be a good movie. And it still was a good movie. It's just the decisions really contradicted everything in the first movie. And then nobody had answers for anything. And it seemed like Rian Johnson was just like a big middle finger to everybody to be like, haha, you thought we were going to give you something and we didn't. I'm so different. Look at me. And I was just sat there by the end of the movie. I was like, I got nothing out of this. Like, I got nothing. I don't know about Rey's parents, Snoke. The lightsaber was like, the whole first movie was, let's get to Luke, and he hands him the lightsaber and he just throws it over the fucking head. You're just like, cool, man. Cool. Thanks mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Hamill has not been quiet about his distaste for the movie and how Luke was treated. Yeah. And how he would constantly be like, this is not the way that Luke would do things. I think it's interesting, you know, because there are some things where I think that he did a good job on. You know, there were people that were giving him shit for the force projection stuff. Where they were like, oh, Rian Johnson just making up new force powers. And I don't know if you guys remember this. He responded to that, like a tweet or with a series of photos of him going to like his bookshelf. And they got closer and you could see the Jedi book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sith book, that like that package that came in, and then pulling the book out. Him turning the pages and then it landing on a page with force powers, and one of them is force projection, the ability of the Jedi to like force project their image across the galaxy or whatever. And it was just like, oh, you're right, I don't know what I'm doing, or something like that. And I was like, golf clap props. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm proud of that. But there was so many times, yeah, where it was just like, this is like your fan film that you somehow got to make. Like, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah, there's so much not right with it.
So we come back to the first trailer and it's pretty much like JJ going, nah, bro, nah. Like, cause even in the trailer, he was like, nothing ever really die or goes away or dies, whatever he says. And mm-hmm. then like, you just see him and you're like, all right, cool. Well, Luke's back. We get Luke's voice. And then, mm-hmm. and then he's like, because he even wrote a specific line for Kylo Ren where he's like, let the past die. And then we get Palpatine back too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get Lando one. And he's just like, nah, bro, this is Star Wars. That the whole saga, I don't know. It just seemed like it was out of place. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he did say that for the plan with Palpatine, because so again, during the panel trailer plays, everyone hears it end with Palpatine's laugh, and you know, you're like, holy shit, was that Emperor Palpatine? Like, holy fuck, what was that? If you're watching the panel, Ian McDiarmid walked out on the stage. So people are already cheering for that, and they're like, you know, fuck yeah. And he walks out, and people are like, oh fuck. Like, the cheering got louder. I mean, he and his like Emperor voice was just like, roll it again. Mm-hmm. And they played the trailer a second time. So, like, confirming that it is Palpatine that's back. And then in interviews after that, Abrams said, he's like, yeah, I went and I talked with George about like his original plan for 7, 8, and 9. Cause he had been working on a script for these movies before he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And, his original vision had been bringing the Emperor back. And he's like, so he and I talked about how we could make that happen with the current and what we've done so far. And so like he helped develop some of these ideas and stuff for bringing him back. So it's just really interesting that like Rian Johnson won't fucking take notes from the guy who directed the movie before him, but J.J. Abrams went back to the goddamn fucking source. Like,
yeah.
So,
yep. Which is exciting. I'm glad. I think J.J. will wrap this thing up. He says that he's going to, you're wrapping up 9 films into one. You're going to get answers for maybe some things that you never,
didn't know you had questions about.
Yeah. Didn't know you had questions about.
I hope so, because it's J.J. Abrams, so it's usually going to leave more questions.
I hope we get some Darth Plagueis answers. I hope we get some Snoke answers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a 4-hour-long movie. I hope.
Might be.
Fuck, man. I hope it's at least 3 hours, yeah.
There was something else. There was something else that he said. Or, oh, man, I just had it, and I lost it when we started talking about this. I don't know.
Essentially, everything that Ryan did in the episode 8 was put together in one trailer. Luke's lightsaber was put back together. Luke says he's not gone. Kylo Ren fixes his helmet.
Mark Hamill pretty much confirmed that he's back in the movie a couple weeks ago when he was on Colbert for what is that fucking show he's on right now? Nightfall?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was talking about because he has this like fake beard in this show, like this giant, you know, like Nordic medieval beard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how they had to glue it on top of his already existing beard. He was like, yeah, the beard I had for and they're like Star Wars, huh? What was that? You know, like, this other little thing that I was filming. Little tiny thing, little small, you know, and everyone's like,
little indie, Blue Harvest,
part nine,
Blue Harvest 9, the harvesting,
the harvesting.
Oh man, I'm pumped though. I'm so excited for all the Star Wars stuff, and I'm so sad I didn't get to go to Celebration this year. Because mm-hmm. what a fucking year to go! Like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
When we went for like episode 7. You know, we got the trailer for that, which was, I was in tears. But then they, like, a little teaser thing for Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little tiny, like, didn't give us anything. It was just the text for episode 4, you know, like, the beginning crawl, and it started to glitch out, and then, like, it rotated, and it became Rogue One. Like, it was really fucking cool how they did it. But that was it, right? Like, we didn't get to meet the cast or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then so episode, we went for episode 8, which, I mean, again, it was episode 8 and the final season of Rebels and what was the other thing? Battlefront 2, right? Like, that was it. But this year, The Mandalorian, Jedi Fallen Order, the new season of Clone Wars, Resistance, you know, episode 9, was just like, fuck me. Like, what a fucking year to go.
Yeah, what's next year going to bring? Nothing.
Nothing. The Mandalorian season 2.
It's gonna be the dude from Spaceballs. Well, we ain't found shit.
Yeah, or announcing what the next trilogy is, right? Like, what is next? Because they've said before that these aren't the only movies that are gonna have Rey, Finn, and like Poe, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess they can have their own movie series outside of the Skywalker saga. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, who fucking knows?
Well, speaking about The Mandalorian, what's really cool is for cosplayers out there who don't think that your craft means anything, well, they just got the 501st Legion to appear in The Mandalorian, and they're a part of history now. You know, I think John was talking about it, and he was like, you know, our props department, they're great and everything, but we can't make this many suits. So we called up the 501st and asked if they wanted to be involved. And yeah. And they're like, their suits are better than what the prop department would make.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were like, we had this huge scene. We needed a bunch of stormtroopers. And we looked into what we had and we went, ah, crap. And Dave Filoni was like, hey, I know some stormtroopers. And so he called the like LA branch of the 501st, because this is where they were filming this movie, or this TV series, and they didn't tell them at all what they were going to be on. Like, they didn't tell them, like, hey, just come, just here's the address, mm-hmm. just get some of your like kind of generic garrison, like, stormtroopers and send them on down. And so, like, I don't know how many, was it 20, 30 showed up or something like that? And then they arrived on set, and apparently they're like, oh, shit. Because like, they assumed it was going to be, like, another charity event or premiere or something. Like, they didn't tell them what they were showing up for. Mm-hmm. So all these people suddenly showed up, and they're like, yeah. And they said that, you know, they busted their ass. They worked hard. They were, yeah, and their costumes were better than some of the screen, like, the screen stuff, the stuff that's used on screen, which is fucking hilarious.
And they all got their SAG card that day.
Yeah, there you go.
So
probably have to, right?
Oh yeah. Well, as soon as you get paid for, as soon as you, I think it's either screen time or how much you get paid. Oh no, I think it's a line. You have to be, you have to say a single line in order to get your SAG card.
No.
So no, they just got, you know, background credit.
So that was cool. That was really cool to see during that panel.
That's awesome.
Oh man, I also like that they never gave away what the Mandalorian's name is.
And I they also named, he doesn't take off his mask, does he, at all?
Not didn't in the trailer. And I'm so curious if Jon Favreau heard the complaints of, like, Iron Man 3.
For real.
Where it's like, we're like, Iron Man was not in that fucking suit at all. And he was like, you know, we want him in this, we want the goddamn helmet on. I wonder if he heard that. No, there is apparently a thing about, like, face has to be on the screen for, like, to get X amount of, like, money. Like, there's, like, pay scale based on, like, how much face time you get. So I wonder, you know, if that's going to play into this. But that's movies and not necessarily TV shows, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that, if it differs. So I'm curious. But yeah, the trailer, you never see Pedro Pascal's face. They never reveal his name, which I'm okay with if he's just known as the Mandalorian the entire time. Because they reference how they went back and they kind of took some of the things that George Lucas used as inspiration for Star Wars, which was a lot of, like, the spaghetti westerns and some of the old samurai movies. And they mentioned specifically like Clint Eastwood and Sergio Leone, who for, like, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, A Fistful of Dollars and A Few Dollars More. And if I remember correctly, Clint Eastwood's character is never named in that series. He's always just, like, the stranger or something like that. If I
well,
remember
that'd be exactly dope.
So I'm cool, like, with that, because he's, Pedro Pascal said that he, like, used Clint Eastwood as, like, his inspiration for the Mandalorian.
I mean, he even has, like, a revolver type laser gun, you know, like.
I love how much stuff they also reference, even just from, they're talking about they're bringing in a lot of old EU stuff. So it's old canon that's been, like, the legend stuff now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're bringing back a lot of that, and that his sniper rifle is based on Boba Fett's sniper rifle from the holiday special. Which is fucking sick.
That's awesome. I hope that this, I mean, this Mandalorian, he looks so badass, and I think he'll become as popular as Boba Fett. Like, if they do this right.
If not more so.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also really interesting. They're talking about how this all got started, and this got started back in 2007.
Wow.
Jon Favreau was working on Iron Man, the original Iron Man, and he was at Skywalker Sound Ranch or whatever, and they were working on that, and Dave Filoni was working on Clone Wars, the first season of Clone Wars, and that they invited Jon Favreau and his kids to come watch some of the first episodes of Clone Wars as, like, a test audience, and then they got started talking about, like, oh man, the Mandalorians are so cool and all this stuff, and talking about this stuff. And so when they introduced the Mandalorian character in Clone Wars, they got Jon Favreau to do the voice of that character. And
that's dope.
Jerry, you watched Rebels. That's where they introduced the Darksaber, the Mandalorian's wield that Sabine later gets. Yeah. And he's the first one. And we see him, that his character wield that in the show.
Nice.
Yeah. So he has a huge tie to Mandalorians and stuff with Dave Filoni. So it's just really interesting that, like, they, it goes, like, 11 years back, and here it is becoming, like, a TV show finally.
Jon Favreau has really become Disney's, like, go-to man.
Yeah, he's got this coming out this year and The Lion King. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck.
Damn. It's crazy.
All right, let's
be in Spider-Man.
Let's jump off of the Disney. Nope, never mind. We have Marvel stuff. It looks like it looks like X-Men will not be included in Marvel's next phase of movies. It looks like, you know, it looks like Kevin Feige has, you know, he already had a plan set in place, but this phase four is only 5 years long. It's not 10 years like the previous three phases put together. So in the next 5 years, we won't see X-Men a part of that universe. And he could be lying. I mean, he could just be saying that. We might get a cameo here and there, you know, maybe some references.
Well, because they got, who did they get? They got, like, was it Black Panther? There was some character that they got back, like, and then was like,
Spider-Man. Oh,
cool. Well, and Spider-Man, yeah, exactly. Well, they didn't get Spider-Man back, but they worked out a deal with Sony. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was one of those, like,
instantly put him in.
You know, yeah, like, okay, cool, now you're in Punisher also. Mm-hmm. Punisher, Daredevil, and all them. You know, that was Fox or whatever. And they were like, cool, we have these back now. So
maybe they're
Netflix?
Too complicated to put into the continuity of what they've got going on right now. Like you have mutant powers that are, you know,
these mutants that haven't existed, that have just not existed in your universe this
exactly
whole time. Well, and that's why it's one of those where, like, cool, so this deal went through. Hey, so you know how we just finished or we're about to finish up Endgame? Like, cool, 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 cool. So let's say that snap had some ramifications.
Could be.
Like, right? Like, cool. People have mutant powers now. Or, like, they go back in time. They change one thing. A butterfly effect. Like, yay, everyone's back and alive. These random group of people who you know, like, X percent of the people who were that 50% that were wiped out or whatever, now have mutant powers, and they've had mutant powers since the beginning because we went back in time and we fucked something up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that way you can keep the continuity storylines from X-Men, you know, because it was like, well, I've always had them my entire life. It wasn't from here. It's just like, you fucked up time. Like,
yeah, exactly. You have the time stone. Like, why not? I mean, there's ways that they could easily add this to the, and again, yeah, exactly. Keep it in there. And where it's like, you could focus on the current Avengers not knowing about these things. It's like, yeah, do you not remember when the X-Men fought, you know, Magneto out by the Statue of Liberty, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, when did that happen? And they're like, you know, like, well, it happened back in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I mean,
fuck it.
There's ways to write it in, but where people can be like,
people are always going to be angry.
All right. Like, I could see Marvel fans being like, yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, they'll love it, but then sure. the fucking neckbeards will all be.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't see a way to really argue that. Like a butterfly effect sort of thing. I mean, they did a whole. It was like a whole movie about that. It was called Deadpool 2. Just kidding. It's called The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher. Go watch that today.
Depressing movie as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, actually.
Hey guys, you guys got 15 grand laying around?
Not on me.
You got a credit card with at least a $50,000 limit?
What?
No. Well, I'm just asking because we could get this whole new red carpet home cinema thing going on, where the super rich can stream movies into their house that are still in the theater. All we need is a $50,000 credit card. We need to buy a $15,000 set-top box that connects to, you know, your red carpet home cinema. And then from anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 per movie, we could check out the latest and greatest in the theater in our own homes. How say it?
I mean, I'll just rough it up with the peasants and
$1,500 to $3,000 for a 36-hour rental window.
It allows you to watch the movie twice. This will sell. This will sell. People will do this. Like, how? Just for status. You're like, hey, guys, you want to come over to watch the Endgame? Right in my house? We'll watch it twice in a row. No big deal. You know, I mean, just just for status. Jeff Bezos probably has one of these in his house.
Cool. In every single one of his houses.
Yeah, I was going to say, just one? Yeah. So got one of these in the bathroom.
I'd rather...
If I'm a like super rich person who, and like maybe famous, who would have a hard time going to a normal movie theater to see a movie, then maybe. But I am neither of those things.
So I'm slumming it up. Besides, yeah. I like the community aspect as well. As long as everyone's not talking and, you know, fucking around on their phones.
Yeah, because there's something about going and seeing like a you know, like it's going to be like this at in-game. The group laughing and mm-hmm. the group cheering for badass moments. Mm-hmm. And when someone shows up on screen, finally, you know, like seeing Infinity War and finally seeing, you know, Cap step out of the shadows.
Everybody screamed.
Like, yeah, people fucking nuts. It was awesome. Those are the moments you would miss and stuff like this. I mean, yeah, you might be with your friends and have a smaller version of that. But there's something about being with like 150 other people all mm-hmm. equally as excited.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into some gaming news, shall we?
Yeah.
That was a long pause, guys. I need you to be, yeah. I need you to be on board.
Because I was reading ahead and I was like, YouTube?
We're just going to skip the YouTube story. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. It's you know, sometimes you got to make cuts.
I'll just read the headline real quick. YouTube costs $50 a month after price hike. Bunch of fucking idiots. Okay. On to the gaming news.
There you go.
Nepal holy has shit. Banned PUBG.
holy shit.
Damn.
And will arrest anyone who's found playing it.
Fuck.
Jesus.
What happened?
They're not fucking
what
around.
Happened, Nepal?
They are saying that it's too, you get too addicted. The kids are getting too addicted to it. It affects their behavior.
PUBG?
Mm-hmm.
PUBG. Yeah.
But not Fortnite.
But Fortnite.
I don't know. So, they said, we ordered the ban on PUBG because it's addictive to children and teenagers. So.
Yeah, but what about us 30-year-old adults?
We good. We go play Fortnite. Or
yeah,
Apex.
We've
upgraded. Apex, right? Yeah.
Yeah, way to ban the game that doesn't get played anymore. Sorry for anyone who plays it.
Like, well, we were trying. We presented this like 2 years ago. It takes that long to get stuff through our legal system.
That's when old people
become a law.
Are Fuck. Not in the know. There's like PUBG. Oh, like they should have just said battle royales in general banned.
No, but then that would ban Tetris Battle Royale.
Well,
the best battle royale game out there.
It's addictive.
It really is, actually.
You know how we're talking right just now. About rich people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's a millionaire out there who is looking to create a real-life battle royale game.
Okay.
They're competing for $45,000. And, I'm sorry. It's like for a contract, a $45,000 contract. The winnings is $100,000 is the jackpot. It's played in 12-hour chunks. With airsoft rifles, and touch-sensitive armor.
Oh, okay.
So no one's dying.
Damn it.
I was thinking pure, like, Battle Royale, like the manga movie. Oh, man.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Now, and now that that's not happening, I'm a little... Because there's the one part of me that's like, you know what, though? If someone wants to pay people to shoot at each other and kill each other... Who am I to stop them?
Oh my god!
Damn,
they're gonna drop
if you're
them
not
off.
If you're not being forced into it, and you are okay with the aspect of being shot and killed, and okay.
So you would you watch this on TV?
No.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's marketable, man.
Does he want to make it marketable? Does he want to? Does he say he wants to? I guess if there's contracts involved.
Today on ESPN The Ocho, we've got real life battle royale.
Yeah, man, I want to see people eat it. No, I don't. But
damn, Doug, you morbid motherfucker.
Let's look at the battle royale top 10 kills.
Yeah. So I survived a mass shooting. I'm good on seeing people be shot. IRL, done it. Not cool. But
God damn, dude.
But you know, if people are willing to sign up, I mean, people already do it. They join the army, right, or the Marines or something. So,
you get
the same crowd or those that don't pass the test to get in. If you, I really just want to go shoot at people. Here you go.
The views that Doug has expressed do not reflect those of the 8-Bit Geek Network We are very thankful for our servicemen and women throughout the country.
Oh, I am too. I'm just saying that there are people who are very gung-ho about shooting at people. If they either join the army or they'd become a police officer.
Tug does not share the same beliefs in our police officer system. Here at Ip and Geek, we respect all police officers.
Well, fuck the popo.
Infinity Ward and Respawn co-founder Jason West has joined Epic Games
to shoot people.
God damn.
Jeez, Louise.
That just fucking ramped the fuck up. It went from 0 to 99.
Tomorrow morning, yeah, we're going to wake up and Patreon be gone.
Fuck.
Delete, delete, delete.
I'm not talking shit about these people. I'm just saying
that people who like to kill.
There are people out there in our world who exist who would absolutely sign up to participate in a real life battle royale.
Wouldn't that be just be assisted suicide, though?
No, like
just
like
shrugs. He just shrugs his shoulder.
That shit's legal in Washington State. So, or Oregon. I don't remember which one. It doesn't matter.
What?
Assisted suicide?
No.
But, you know, you people who do, like, these crazy boxing and other super dangerous sports, that shit happens. People die.
Hey, so back into gaming news. The Infinity Ward and Respawn co-founder Jason West joined Epic Games. That happened. It's a big deal. He's a big deal in the gaming community. And he went and joined Epic.
He was a part of Modern Warfare what it was. Like Modern Warfare 2 after that came out. That was when Jason West and Vince Zampella like left Infinity Ward and it became a shell of its former self. And they formed Respawn together and then like Jason West left that like shortly after.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
So let's see. PlayStation has announced that you can now change your PSN ID after 10 years. Way to go.
I still couldn't.
Welcome to 2019. Well, you should. Purple Nurple is not a very good name, Kev.
Yeah. Oh, there goes my PSN name right there, Purple Nurple 87.
Why 87?
Yeah, you were born in 81.
Yeah, but I wasn't really alive till I was 5. Or whatever age.
Yeah,
I was
it would be 6, Kev.
Whatever. You don't know, man. You don't know what time of the month it was.
The last story of the night, which makes me very, very sad because I just talked about this. So I guess one of the developers was working on the Mortal Kombat Trilogy remaster. Mm-hmm. And they said this was in development and then Warner Brothers shut it down. They were going to remaster the first 3 Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
Like they've gotten really far into development. Like they've got the UI, they've got the character models, everything. And then they shut it down. Mm-hmm. I don't get it, man. I guess Blind Squirrel Games were responsible for, they were working on it, and it was simply called Mortal Kombat Remastered. And, yeah. As recently as last year, they were working on it.
Yeah, they somehow, like, HD'd the original visual footage, so all the characters look unbelievably, like, they look great. Yeah, it was a big project. It sucks that they didn't get to see that through all the way. Because I would have, I mean, Jeremy and I definitely would have bought it.
Yeah, I would have been.
A lot of people would have. Yeah. A lot of people would have.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's a shame.
I hope that that's really weird. Huh?
It's weird. It's weird that WB would pull a game like this. And the reason I say that is because, like, Mortal Kombat is a huge franchise. You're going to make money off this. Mm-hmm. And what else does WB have going on right now?
Yeah. Not making money.
I would hope that. I would really hope that this got leaked and released in order to kind of move Warner Brothers' hand to start this, like, back up
with the Deadpool.
Yeah, they're Deadpooling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that'd be super sick. And I guess it did get pulled from his website.
The
images got removed, yeah, from the UI and concept director's website. So Warner Brothers went, hey, bud, not going to happen today. But, you know, it's the internet, so it's all out there.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying also about the Mandalorian stuff that was leaked. Where it's like, well, yeah, you might get in trouble if you were the original poster, but it ain't going to stop the 30,000 other people that have ripped it and are sharing it across all their platforms as well. So, same with this. So it's like, cool, you made them pull off his website. So many people have already saved that those photos.
Maybe, you know, there's an official quote here. Maybe they are working on it still. I don't know. But the gentleman in question, Blind Squirrel, was in front of Ed Boon. They presented him with a playable version of Mortal Kombat Returns. Ed loved it. And then soon after, he went to WB, to the executives, told them we need a partner to release this game. They went through several pitches at the highest level of Warner Brothers production. The finance, the sales teams, everybody was like, yes, they were leaning towards a green light. They got a yes. Then after another week, there was another phone call that says, sorry, we've decided to go in a different direction. We won't be needing your group. We can't trust development of such an important project to a team without any completed game titles. And this occurred around January of 2018.
Bummer.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We can't trust you. How much does that suck?
Yeah.
Damn.
And it sucks that, like, it sucks that, like, NetherRealm can't, like, own it in some way, you know, like do a ghost director, you know what I mean? Or at least put it like on NetherRealm's account, but then have like the, what was it, Blind Squirrel kind of just still developing with it. Like, it sucks that, you know, like what they did with that Frank Miller movie. The black and white Sin City, like what they did with that, where they were saying like, you know, they were using different directors, but it was kind of saying like Frank Miller was kind of secretly directing the whole thing.
This is really weird, because if you go to Blind Squirrel, Squirrel's website, they've worked on games. They've worked on Sims 4, XCOM 2, Prey, Star Wars Jedi Challenges, BioShock, Mafia 3, Evolve, BioShock Infinite, Sunset Overdrive, Borderlands 2. Like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you...
What was their, I guess, ports, yeah? So why, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. It said, yeah, they worked on all ports. For XCOM 2, let's see what they did on this one. Engineering, development for Xbox One and PS4, co-development for PC, optimization, render feature implementation, UI, multiplayer, patch implementation, tech art support, Q&A, and general bug fixing. Like, they fucking worked on that game.
They've worked on a lot of games, but they haven't done everything. But they have done everything on several different games.
Yeah.
Like, if you take the sum of the things they've done across several titles, they would get what, yeah. But
oh, they did the whole BioShock collection. They did the full 1080p resolution at 60 frames per second for all three titles. Updated PC rendering to DirectX 11, rewrote the 2.5 Unreal Engine to take advantage of both 16-bit and multi-threading. Like, they remastered this whole fucking game. Remastered characters, weapons, environments, and UI for BioShock and BioShock 2. Why would you let them do this?
Yeah, because WB are, as always, making terrible decisions.
Yep. Anyways, that's the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. I know I sure as hell did. Until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.